Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Austin Junk.
Good morning to you.
It's great to have you here as a representative of Iowa Western Community College and also a culinary student. When did you get started with that?
I started the fall of 2011 after I graduated from here in Atlantic. I went over there to the culinary program, and I'm actually graduating here in May. It's a two-year program. It's pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting.
Yes.
And who are your parents?
My parents are Ann and Larry Jonk of Walnut. My mom works here in town at Brinks. My dad works for Farmers Service Co-op in Avoca. So.
Did your mom have anything to do with you when you were 3 or 4 or 5 getting you in the kitchen?
Oh, yes. Anything and everything. Also, my grandma as well. The biggest thing is when I was little, we always had a garden growing out in the backyard, and we'd take what we grew and cooked what we did in the kitchen. So
great. Yeah. And thank goodness some of that is coming back, Austin. It's
it
great
really
you
is.
Had that experience
really is,
because
yes.
There are a lot of people who don't know the first thing about growing anything, let alone preparing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
so you can give some guidance in that way. Well, we want to be sure that we talk about an event coming up before we talk more about your experiences. So tell us about this event coming up April 13th.
All right. Saturday, April 13th, we have a gourmet dinner over at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Tickets are on sale. It's a Scholarship Foundation dinner that we do. It's $50 a person. There's an 8-course dinner, appetizers, soups, all the good stuff that goes along with it. 25 of that goes towards your dinner, and then the other 25 goes into our Culinary Foundation Fund for scholarships, and we do have a trip coming to Chicago, so some of those funds will also go to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program that we do, a dinner that we do every semester, so we did one in the fall, and we're doing one in the spring. This is my last one in the spring, so I'm pretty excited, but I'm kind of sad at the same time to leave, so it's one of those.
And how can people get tickets?
You can either go, if you want my contact information, I'll leave it here at the station. Otherwise, you can also contact my instructor, Mike Hoppe, at 712-325-3238 or Mike Hoppe at iwcc.edu. Also, I'm pretty sure you can go to the Iowa Western Community Campus here in Cass County, and they can give you information on it as well.
I'm guessing they probably have that information.
Yes.
That would be great. So a great opportunity to have an 8-course gourmet dinner. I mean, we don't have many opportunities to do that.
Right. And it's very fun. There's entertainment, full service. So it's a good thing.
What's your responsibility?
My responsibility this year is desserts and the intermezzo. We're doing a fruit and cheese course this year. So, you know, my job is to plate that up and make it look very tasty. So,
all right. Well, that's, you know, you're getting to the end of your program. I'm sure they had assigned you some really important part of this meal.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So how many students are there in culinary class?
In the first years, there's about 35 to 36 first-year students. And as a second year, we're split up into three categories. There's management, culinary, and bakery. Bakery has the most people. We have 11 people. Culinary has 7 people, and then the management has 3 people. So the bakery kind of overpowers everybody, but we get it done. So.
Okay. And are those divisions new, those kind of majors?
Yes. This division between the three second-year majors just actually came about this year. Last year is the first year. It just was you can only get one degree. Iowa Western, to be more competitive out in the workforce, they decided, hey, why don't we introduce these three other categories so if they want to specialize in something, they can. So this is the first year of having these three degrees. It's kind of a fun year for us. We're kind of working through the knots and stuff, but we're getting through it, and it's really, really awesome to see what we can create and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Well, I'm guessing you're in the bakery section.
I am a baker. I love baking.
And you get to do that often, not just at school.
Yes, I do work at during the weekends. I work here in town at the Atlantic Hy-Vee Bakery. I mix a lot, you know, sample some cookies, you know, here and there. But I also do work during the week over at a bakery over in Omaha. It's an Italian bakery. So getting the two experiences, you know, they're so different in a way, but yet they have the same fundamentals of.
Now, talking about classes, obviously you're going to be doing a lot of cooking classes. Are there other kinds of support classes that you have to take in addition to, you know, the hands-on cooking?
Yes. We have lab classes that's main hands-on cooking, but we also have lecture classes as well that we learn about the scientific background of baking. We have a costing control class. We have, I mean, anything and everything. We have a plate presentation class. Besides just the culinary programs, too, you are required to take a workplace empowerment class that, you know, builds your resume, kind of tells you about the real world aspect and gets you ready for that. So currently I'm taking that class now. I'm doing a lot of projects over spring break to, you know, get up, get along with that. So it's a good class. I'm glad that Iowa Western is doing that for us. It really helps us in the job searching. So
well, and you obviously have to be in that job search right now because May graduation is coming really fast.
It is. It's amazing. Our teachers always gave us guff that, you know, this is going to be the shortest term of your semester. And I was like, no, there's no way. And here we are, a month and a half left of it. And right. I'm like, where did the semester go?
Yes. So in your resume, do you do anything different since it's culinary than we would do in an ordinary resume? Do you do pictures? Do you do anything?
It's kind of, well, in the aspect, it is different, but in the same way, it's kind of the same. You do your normal references. You do your, you know, education, your work experience in your cover letter, but also you include pictures of what you've done over the past. You put in there things that you've done in the community, like a community support, extracurricular things that you did with the program. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's just a little addition to it.
For your specific baking, in this case,
you want
to make
sure
you get those in there. Now, we talked about this gourmet dinner coming up, but you've helped with and been responsible for parts of other kinds of events. You just had one that had was sponsored by the pork producers.
Yes, that was the Taste of Elegance. It was actually scheduled for two Mondays ago, my bad. And it actually got canceled because of the snowstorm. So we just over spring break, we were supposed to have the complete week off, but on Monday we ended up having that. What that was, we had five chefs from the area, the five-state area, come and compete for a all-expense trade to Napa, California. Here they have a competition out there, and they get a trophy and all the work to go about with winning. So there we, as students, we had to set up the tables, you know, make the cupcakes, provide all the drinks and water, do the service of it. So it was a really good experience. This is the second year that we've done it, so last year was our first year, so we kind of developed with it as well. So it was a good project that we did. Also, I have been I have helped out with the Omaha Chocolate Festival. This is, I believe, the third or fourth year that they've done it at Iowa Western. With the new bakery program, we have a chocolatiering chapter. So during that chapter, we you know, learned about a lot about chocolate, where it comes from. And so at this festival, we kind of taught the public about chocolate. So before, I thought I didn't really know a lot about chocolate, but now I'm very educated in it. Yeah. So
you liked chocolate, but that was it, right?
There's a process of tempering of chocolate that I'm not a huge fan of because it takes forever. But eating chocolate, yes, I'm a big fan of that.
Yes. And if you're going to satisfy your customers in the future, you got to know about chocolate.
Oh, yes.
So what are some of the favorite things? Do you have some favorite things? You know, you just said you're not fond of the tempering chocolate. But what are some of the favorite things you'd like to bake?
You know, to be real honest, I like it all. I love making cakes. I love making cupcakes. I love making breads. I like making challah bread, which is a Jewish bread. You know, just we've had a class, international bread, that, you know, we've done breads from all around the world, and it was really interesting. So I don't really have my specific thing. I just kind of like doing it all. So
okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see in the future if there's something you want to specialize in. What are you thinking about for the future? You're putting your resume together, looking for a job. What would you like to do?
Well, I would really like to get out of Atlantic, Iowa. I'd like to get somewhere bigger, develop my skills, just get out and travel the world while I'm young, you know, explore, you know, develop new ideas and stuff. Then eventually over time, settle back down in a smaller community like Atlantic and, you know, with my expert skills, you know, open up a bakery or a restaurant someday. So that's what I'm looking at. You know, I just don't know how big of a city I'm wanting to look for, but I do know I want a little bit bigger so I have more development.
Are you talking about international experience?
Yeah. One of my goals in life actually is to get over to Europe and go to Denmark and study pastries over there, do more specialized pastries, you know, more traditional pastries. Yes, I do have the, you know, the basic skills of doing that, but, you know, to expert or to, you know, develop them more, it would be something I'd really like to do. So, mm-hmm.
Well, with your skills, everybody likes to eat. Well, almost everybody likes to eat. I mean, I think people, chefs are always going to be in demand. And so if it's something you love to do and then people want you to do it, hey, what could be better than that?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So, we want to thank you very much, Austin. But before we leave, I want you to remind folks again about this event coming up.
All right. Again, we have a dinner coming up, gourmet dinner, on Saturday, April 13th. Tickets are on sale. You can contact my copy at 712-325-3238 or go to Iowa Western here and Atlantic and ask for the gourmet dinner information. Otherwise, I will have the information here at the KJN radio station here in Atlantic. Any information, I'll leave it, and you can contact me that way as well.
I think I'd probably even say, hi, I want to talk to Austin at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, you can do that too. You could do that too.
All right, we want to thank you very much,
thank
Austin
you.
John, for being with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is like a bicycle. You don't fall off unless you stop pedaling.